Kevin Satisabal, if that's how you pronounce his name correctly, has contributed an audiobook called The Human Chain of Society, and I've just listened to it, and this is in immediate response to it. And the big picture is that that's such an engaging statement. It's got tonal color, it's got music in the background. Stravinsky, I think not Shostakovich, I think it was Stravinsky, yes, he mentioned, and a personal statement by a human being about how he sees, what he sees as distinguishing humans, or what we have in common as humans. And I started out first going to respond to the detail of what Kevin said, because I have my own spin on it, if you like. I can have a dialogue with him. I want to say more than, you know, I agree or I disagree or whatever. I want to engage with him about it, because he has hooked me by his opening statement, if you like, almost as in a Socratic dialogue. You know, one person starts and the next person responds and the next, you know, and we go on. But what it reminded me of when I used to live in Bath in the UK, there was an activity called Café Philo, and it was, we gathered in a hotel in Queen Square, I think, once a month on a Monday evening, and somebody would start off with what I'll call a proposition, basically making a short input. Lots of people gathered round in cabaret-style tables, bits of food and glass of wine, and it was the closest thing to creating a cafe atmosphere in a hotel that I've come across. And somebody, after the initial statement, people would chip in and a dialogue would start, a conversation would emerge, and you know, there'd be repartee and disagreement and agreement and building on and colliding with each other. And I thought, actually, I wonder if we could have a cafe on Audioboo, where a topic was put up and for a period of time, maybe a couple of days or something like that, people could actually deliberately engage with other people and name them and, you know, chip in. And would there be a way to build a cafe-type atmosphere? Would people be up for it? Well, I'm quite sure if two or three people got into exchanging audioboos about a particular topic, within the kind of mental space of saying we're creating a virtual cafe, that others would be attracted into the arena. I think I'd find it hard to resist myself, and I kind of think, well, Top Gold would be good for that. Bernie Goldbach would always be, he's into kind of being more sociable these days, and, you know, he'd be keen to be engage in social, what would we call it? Disputations, social dialogue, social interaction, social conversation. I mean, basically just being kind of ourselves in a cafe-type situation. Ideally, there'd be plenty of people who you wouldn't know, and you'd be hearing their views for the first time, and you could just have a kind of a... It wouldn't be so much an opportunity as, say, in Octava was, you know, an opportunity for an individual to display their individuality. But this would be much more about conversation, dialogue around a theme. Anyway, that's just what Kevin led me to this morning, because I could imagine a whole lot of people clustered around his audioboo, contributing their own view. And maybe this would be the unintended consequence of Time to Remember, that there could be a kind of cafe dialogue, virtual cafe dialogue about, you know, what... Well, let's say the very first theme could be, you know, human. What is it to be human? Yeah, I mean, that's what Kevin was talking about, really. And, you know, what are different ways of expressing what it's like to be human? Because, you know, there isn't one answer to that. It's all about the way in which we all make meaning of our humanity, I think. Humans are meaning-making people, and we could make meaning around the theme of what is it to be human. Anyway, Kevin, if it's just you and I, or maybe, you know, we could have a little chat about it. All right, that's it. Go and find Kevin's audioboo, please, and listen to it. It's much, much better than this, and it's much more profoundly put together. But, you know, it could lead us in a good direction. Thanks.